Yes, it is. It's quite a delicate issue. I mean, it's a delicate issue in Mexico because it is so fierce, and so many people have died, about 6,000, over 6,000 just last year alone. But it's been spilling over into the US, and Washington at the beginning of the year kind of woke up to how serious an issue this was. And several fairly high-ranking officials started to imply that the Mexican government wasn't in control. The Mexican government, or President Felipe Calderón, got upset at this, and kind of as a result, there's been this series of high-ranking people from the Obama administration coming, culminating in Obama himself today.
Does President Calderón and Obama share the same view of how to defeat the drugs cartels?
Well, he's extremely popular in Mexico. He's charismatic, and he's a vision of the future. It's a bit more complicated. Always, the attitude to the US and all things from there is complicated in Mexico because he's come here to show support for Felipe Calderón, who's a right-wing president. And he's come here to show support for Felipe Calderón's battle against the cartels, which the left in Mexico largely views as misguided and counterproductive. So it's complicated, the vision of Obama here, but that he's hugely popular, he is.
Does President Calderón and Obama share the same view of how to defeat the drugs cartels?
It's difficult to tell. I mean, Obama has said some very nice things about Calderón in the last few weeks. He calls him heroic. He calls him, you know, courageous. He's here explicitly to show solidarity for these moves. But the suspicion is that behind the scenes there's all sorts of other pressure going on Calderón to at least adapt his military-focused strategy in the drug wars, not least. What is it, the person who is expected to be named as and the new ambassador to Mexico is a guy called Carlos Pascual, who made his name in the whole theory around the concept of failed states, which is something obviously that Felipe Calderón rejects out of hand.
You mentioned that the US administration has only just really woken up to this problem. What was George Bush's approach to the drugs war?
He did visit Mexico, and he did, in fact, sign an aid agreement with Felipe Calderón called the Merida Initiative, which amounts to basically $1.4 billion over 3 years of aid to help fighting the drug traffickers. But they didn't really seem to make it a priority. I mean, the priorities were elsewhere in the world for the US, as they were for Obama during the campaign. I mean, Mexico and the drug wars didn't figure. Why they've suddenly woken up to it now? Well, it got worse, particularly towards the end of the year, last year. The level of the violence and the brutality, the kind of the horror of the violence got that much worse and that much more intense. So that's one of the reasons. Then there were a whole series of reports. There was a US military report that compared Mexico to Pakistan as a state that was in danger of essentially imploding. So there were all sorts of factors around it. And then there was this reaction in Mexico by President Calderón to these questionings of his strategy that prompted this series of high-level visits, you know, including Hillary Clinton last month.